Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of the steps to take when going through sin's consequences, we were taught that as Christians, we will be chastened. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom continues with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 7 says this, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth." Now, if ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? Now, look at that. He's telling you that God does chasten us. As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. John 1:12 tells us about receiving Christ. But as a son of God, we become his children. He's our Father. That's why we read in Isaiah chapter 9 that his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, as well as the Prince of Peace, but the Everlasting Father. Well, he assumes his responsibility. He's a good father. And so he chastens us. He corrects us. As a matter of fact, where we read there that it says that he chasteneth and scourgeth. Scourgeth means to flog with a whip. Sometimes that chastening is just the rebuke of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's things happen in our lives, whether it's our home or our job, and then sometimes God just has to spank us hard to try to get us back. Now, some people look at that, oh yeah, God is looking at us every moment to see if he can catch us doing something wrong. Usually people that say that are people that are usually doing something wrong every second. I am pleased that God is looking over me every second because he's also my protector. He is my refuge. I'm glad he's there every second. And I'm glad that he corrects me when I need correction because it will make my eternity better if I will simply heed his correction. Now, if these folks run to Egypt, which is a form of the world, they simply have not endured. I wonder, has the chastening and the things God has allowed to come to your life made you quit? Isn't it time to give God, instead of the devil, the benefit? Give him the benefit of any doubt you may have. You see, when we begin to doubt these promises of God, we are making a public testimony of our life that the promises of God are unbelievable as far as we are concerned, as simply by the choices we make. That's why people won't take a stand. Because they don't think God is able to strengthen and sustain them in the fiery trials and persecutions that may come as a result. So, my friend, it's important that we make a choice between the fear of the Lord and the fear of man. Or, as these people here are being told, to make a choice between the fear of the Lord or the fear of the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, who's the most powerful man on earth at that time. Look at verse 11. He says, "Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid." God lets him know, I know you're afraid of him. He says, "Be not afraid of him, saith the Lord, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand." I like that. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you're afraid. Be not afraid of him. Now, he tells him twice, don't be afraid of him. I'm God. I'm greater than he is. Now, they would say, yeah, we agree God is greater than Nebuchadnezzar, but they don't trust God to take care of them, although God is giving this promise. See, Nebuchadnezzar had leveled the city. They know about him poking out the eyes of Zedekiah as the last thing that Zedekiah would see would be his own children being killed in front of him in torturous ways, and then his eyes popped out. They would often kill captives in very torturous ways and then take their children captive, take their daughters, and be very immoral to them. And they also know Nebuchadnezzar is the most powerful king on the earth. Yes, that's a great army that's out there. It's a mighty army Nebuchadnezzar has. No army at that day compares to it. But we also need to understand there are armies in this world today that are much greater than Nebuchadnezzar's armies ever thought of being. But our God will laugh and have the kings of the earth in derision when he comes. 1 John chapter 5, verses 3 through 5 states it this way, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God." Now, the Lord has told these people, stay in the land. Stay right where you are. That's God's commandment. That's not a grievous command. If they have the faith to trust him, they'll be overcomers. They'll have their homes and they'll have their lands. And they'll have their health. A person who says he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ shows that he is faithless when the fear of man drives his decisions rather than the fear of God. Saying that God is bigger than our problems is only a statement of fact, but not faith, if we do not heed his counsels. See, too many people quit in the trials. And so, we can say we believe it and sincerely think we believe it. But if we're quitters, we didn't have true faith. So the future look is more important than the moment. Now let me again say this to you. In faith, you can't look at the moment. The only thing you need to know about the moment, as bad as things may be, God will sustain you in the moment. God sustained Jeremiah when he was down in a dungeon, sunk in the mire, with hardly anything at all to eat outside of bread and water, didn't have anything. And they weren't really giving him that bread and water. So God sustained him and delivered him. Jeremiah, I didn't know God was going to deliver him from that, but if God didn't, he was going to go home to be in heaven. So Jeremiah was sustained in the promises of God. Now here, the Lord says, I am with you. Let's look at here at verses 11 and 12, the last part of verse 11 and verse 12. He says, "For I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand," that is from Nebuchadnezzar's hand, "and I will show mercies unto you, that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land." So when he says, "I am with you," that should be all that a Christian needs. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, the Bible tells us of the Lord, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Also, "The Lord knoweth them who are his." Boy, God knows you. He knows exactly what you're going through. As Job said, he knoweth the way that I take. He knows. Have eternity set in your heart. Our reward comes in the resurrection harvest. Any reward on earth is nice, it's a blessing, but we normally leave it behind. We want the eternal blessings. He says, I'll plant and I'll build. Now understand, planting and tending the garden is hard work. But doesn't that beat being a slave in Egypt? Stick with it. The world is against us. The flesh is against us. And the devil is against us. But if God be for us, who can be against us of any great consequence? Who can pluck you out of his hand? Who can take away the victory from our Lord? But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. And my friend, his mercies are plural. I like that in verse 12. He didn't say, I will show mercy unto you. He said, I will show mercies unto you. You're his people if you're saved. And he wants to show you his mercies. But again, keep this in mind. You may need to write this down. It must always, always, always be God's will, God's way, and in God's time. Now let me warn. If the weather is not helpful and the soil is not good, we work in vain. Well, that part is in God's hand. What's in our hands? It's in our hands to break up the fallow ground of cold hearts. And it's in our hands to fertilize with prayer and water with the Word of God, then fight against the weeds of worldliness and sin that would destroy the fruit and not allow them in the garden of our life, separated from those things of the world and of false doctrine. God's promise to these people would call for commitment from them to stay. Although they knew that they would have Nebuchadnezzar coming and demanding answers. But God is with them. God is here. Well, you know, I want people when they walk into Central Baptist Church here that I pastor, I want them when they sit down and the music and the message are preached, I want them to be able to know that God is here. I look at America. America's in trouble. But there are enough of us who are saved that have the Lord that if we'll stand by the stuff, if we'll clean up the home in dress, in speech, in love, and especially in the heart, then there's hope for revival. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast. 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.